Good morning. Yeah, busy morning. Well, let's move that one to 4. I have a lunch meeting with Brown at 2. Yes, I've got a meeting with him in an hour. Have you seen? Oh, hello. You must be the new assistant. Good. Follow me. Now, I've got a busy schedule today, as you can see, so I really don't have time for pleasantries. I need these files duplicated. I need my 2 o'clock meeting moved to 4. And I need a coffee. Black, 2 sugars, brought to me in my office. From now on, I want it waiting for me on my desk at 8 a.m. every morning. Understand? Good. Come Took her long enough. Close the door behind you. Is that the coffee? Good. Jesus, it's lukewarm. I don't care if that's all that was there. If the coffee is lukewarm, you make a new pot. Have you made the duplicates? No. You've had plenty of time. Listen, just stop. I know you're new here, so I'm going to tell you something. I don't appreciate excuses. They waste time that I don't have. I also don't appreciate tardiness. It's disrespectful. I'm busy and I need someone who can keep up. Are you capable? Good. Now go and get me a coffee that doesn't taste like shit. Jesus. 15 minutes to get a coffee and make copies? She an imbecile? Come in. Don't knock like that. So timid. Scared. You're a grown woman. Knock with some sort of confidence, for Christ's sake. And give me the coffee. The coffee is passable, and the duplicates are covered in coffee stains? Are you serious? I need to send these to head office. How can I do that when they're covered in stains? It does matter. Listen. You see this suit that I'm wearing? Dark, perfectly tailored to my body, crisp white dress shirt underneath. You see how perfectly straight my tie is? How well everything matches. Do you know why I dress like this? Why I make my staff dress like this? Of course you don't. I do it to project an image of success. Success gives clients confidence that we know what we are doing. It tells our clients that they can trust us to do a good job. Success means tailored suits and pages without stains on them, not unkempt women in cheap blouses and ill-fitting skirts. Oh, do not tear up. You're a grown woman. You need to be open to constructive criticism. I don't see what's so hard about this. I don't want to hear any more excuses, girl. You've gotten me so bloody irritated. How were you hired? Does your cousin work for HR or something? I said, stop tearing up now, or I'll really give you something to cry about. That's it. Close the door. Don't just stand there staring at me. Do it. Lock it. Now, get over here. Quicker. I want you to stand in front of me. I want you to be able to feel my hot breath on your cheeks. Stop trembling. I don't want you talking back or asking questions. I want you to stand there and listen to what I've got to say. I'm your boss. I'll make the rules. Understood? Good. You were hired because on your CV, it showed that you had the best credentials, the most experience, and the fastest typing by far. But what you may have in skills, you certainly lack in confidence. A confidence necessary for the position. And I need an assistant with confidence. One I can trust to do my scheduling, with making duplicates, with being my right hand when I'm out of the office. Someone competent and someone who is up for any challenge that I throw at them. Does this sound like you? Answer yes or no. Yes? Good. But in order for this working relationship to be successful, there needs to be an element of give and take. There needs to be a mutual trust. Would you agree? Good. So we're going to try something. A little trust exercise, if you will. I'm going to take my tie off right now. I'm going to slowly loosen the knot on my throat, pull it off over my head, and I'm going to wrap it around your eyes. Don't flinch, just stand there. I don't want any protestation. If you're not up for the job, then tell me, and you can pack your belongings and leave immediately. I won't stop you. Shall I continue? Good. Then close your eyes. I'm going to stand behind you and slowly wrap the tie around your head, covering your eyes, blanketing you in darkness. I'm going to pull it a little tight, making sure it's snug and you can't see anything. There we go. Are you afraid? Good. It makes sense that you would be. After all, you barely know me. But you'll come to trust me. You'll have to. Now I want you to continue standing there. Don't move. Hands at your sides. I'm going to slowly put my hands on your shoulders. Stop flinching. My. This blouse is ridiculously tacky. I can't have you wearing such cheap material to the office. What will the clients think? Take it off. Did I stutter? Do it. Quickly. And that skirt. So dowdy, so unflattering. You have a remarkable body, but you'd never know it under those layers of hideous fabric. I'm going to unzip it at the back, and I want you to shimmy out of it. Don't talk back. Do it. Good. Much better. Now, I'm going to throw these clothes in the rubbish bin. Probably going to set it alight with a match. Trust me, it's for the best. From now on, you will only dress in tailored designer clothes. When people come to meet me, you are the first person they see. You need to look the part. I'm going to have some clothing couriered here. You didn't think I'd make you leave the office in your undergarments, did you? What? You can't afford new things like that? Just a moment. Stay there. Yes, Jones? I need a few skirts and blouses from the latest collection. Appropriate for the office. What size are you? Did you hear that, Jones? Good. See you in an hour. Now, while we wait, I want to go over... Stop hiding yourself with your hands. Didn't you hear me saying I need an assistant with confidence? Better. Stand taller. Excellent. I know you can't see anything, but that means your other senses should be elevated. Can you feel me getting closer to you? Can you hear the sound of my Oxfords stepping across the floor towards you? As I draw nearer, I want you to stop that ridiculous trembling. I need you bold, sure of yourself. If you can do that standing there in just your bra and knickers, then I know you have what it takes to be my assistant. Good. I can see your demeanor changing as I approach. Your head is held higher, your shoulders squared. Maybe there is hope for you after all. On to my next task. Oh yeah, we're not done here. Not by a long shot. Now, I'm going to slowly raise my hand to your neck. I'm going to trace my fingertips along your collarbone gently. Pardon? What does this have to do with the job? Why, I need to see that you can keep your composure under stressful situations, of course. Now, upon closer inspection, that bra and panty set simply won't do. They'll completely ruin the fit of the new clothes arriving for you. Yes, it does matter. I'm going to unhook your bra, and you're going to stand there and let me. Understood? I didn't hear you. I said, do you understand? Good girl. Yeah, let's slip it over your shoulders, down your arms, and off. There. Much better. You seem more relaxed already. Now removing the tie from around your head. Keep it on. Now, take those panties off. I like that, yes, sir. Oh, I like that very much. You're learning quickly. Marvelous. Yeah, I think you'll do just fine. Now you may remove the tie. Please place it over there on the chair. Good. Now come over to my desk, quickly. Now, it's come to my attention that you need lessons on some basics. Let's start with ordering supplies. All you have to do is order some paper for the computers on this floor. I think 12 boxes should be enough. Yes, I'll be standing behind you the entire time. I need to make sure you're doing it correctly, don't I? Alright, dial. As you talk, I'm going to slowly graze my fingers along your hip. Why? I need to test your focus, obviously. This is a distracting office. I need to make sure you're up to the task. Now, introduce yourself. Tell them what company you're with. Keep calm. Stop squirming. Well done. Keep your voice even as my palm slowly slips between your thighs. Now order the paper. No excess noise. You must keep calm under pressure. No moaning or gasping as I slowly pat the lips of your pussy. My, so wet already. Oh, you're gonna need more lessons on this. I can hear you trying to stifle your moaning. Unsuccessfully, I may add. If I can hear it, then the young man on the other end of the phone taking your order can as well. And that simply won't do. Prove to me that you can keep steady, stoic, even, as I graze your clit with my thumb. You can lean into my hand all you want. Just keep your voice even as you complete the transaction. Much better. The only thing giving you away is the trembling of your thighs. Give them the office code so they know where to charge the purchase. Oh, good girl. You can keep grinding your pussy against my hand, but keep your voice light and steady. Alright, you can hang up. Nicely done. The order has gone through. I'm impressed. Now, as my assistant, you'll be required to do the occasional domestic chore. It's unavoidable, I'm afraid. Picking up dry cleaning, etc. Show me how you would remove my jacket for pressing if I needed it for an afternoon luncheon. Well, you won't be able to do it from there, will you? You'll have to come closer. Closer still. Good. Now, here, I'm going to place your hand at the top of my suit jacket. Are those goosebumps? How amusing. Yes, slowly starting at the top button of my suit, and work your fingertips down. You are a quick learner. Now slide it off my shoulders. Excellent. Yes, fold it and put it over the chair. Good enough. It seems your gaze is quite fixated now. Do you like seeing my frame moving towards you? Slowly, almost predatory? Do you like seeing me rolling my shirt sleeves up? Seeing my forearms flex as I move to touch you? Enjoying the sensation of my forefinger slowly tracing your jaw? Yes, I think you do. But now we need to move to typing. Grab those copies off my desk, slowly. Reach for them slowly so that I can see your body stretched taut. Yes, very nice. Now, I'm going to sit here at my desk, and you're going to sit on my lap. I need to make sure your typing is as good as your CV promised. It claimed that your typing skills were top of your class. Let's see, shall we? I'm going to say something, and I want it typed out verbatim. Understood? Good. Dear Mr. Brown, I will be a half hour late for our meeting today, as I am breaking in my newest assistant. First, I got her completely undressed before me. Then I had her place a phone call as I fingered her tight little pussy. I could tell she loved it, because she was practically dripping. Now, she's sitting on my lap, typing this letter to you as I squeeze her breasts roughly. I'm pinching the nipples harshly, and growing more and more aroused with every whimper she's trying to hide from me. She is as wet as can be, squirming over my hard cock through pants, and has no idea that in a few minutes, I'm going to be fucking her over my desk. Most sincerely, Llewellyn F. Well, looking over your typing, I'm pleased to see that the spirit of the message is there, but it's riddled with typing errors. I don't care if you were shaking too hard to type it properly. That's not my problem, is it? Oh, I'm afraid you'll have to suffer the consequences. Or, as I've said, you're welcome to leave. I'll direct you to your hideous clothes, and I'll allow you to walk out of here discreetly. Just say the word. You're standing there, panting heavily. Out of arousal or fear? Sometimes the two are so closely linked. Do you want to stay, perhaps? Than what it takes to be successful in this company? I thought so. Now, after a cursory glance over the letter, I can spot 5 spelling errors. Do you see them as well? Yes? Obviously, that won't do. So you'll have to be punished, I'm afraid. So bend over my lap, slowly. Yeah. Just like that. Very nice. Arch your back a bit. Stick out that delightfully round bottom of yours. Sound it out then. A spank for every one of your mistakes. 1. Repeat after me. Sir, I shall pay better attention to spelling in the future. Well done. Here comes 2. And I will never bring you lukewarm coffee again, sir. 3. Oh my, that pale bottom is turning a lovely shade of pink. I can feel the heat of it under my fingertips. Are you enjoying yourself? I thought I heard a groan. Repeat. I will do anything you ask, sir. Good. 4. And lastly, repeat after me. I want you to fuck me, sir. Louder. Yeah, that will do just fine. Stand up and turn around to face me. Lean your bottom against the edge of the desk. I want to take in that body of yours before me, naked, trembling with want. I want to see that mouth parted in surprise. I want to see those cheeks flushed with arousal. And I want to see those eyes of yours darkening with desire. Keep your hands at your sides. I want to put my mouth against your hardened nipples. But you mustn't touch me. Just stand there, leaning against the desk, as I slowly suck on those pert nipples of yours. They taste delicious. Now, I'm going to lower my hand to your pussy. Again, do not touch me. Go ahead and moan. Throw your head back. But do not touch me as I slowly slip my fingertips into your dripping pussy. I'm going to start teasing your clit, gently tracing it as you buck against my hand. Yeah, like that. Are you enjoying this? Good. I'm going to go deeper. My fingers slowly curling and hitting that most secret and sensitive of places. No, don't touch me. Just give in to the pleasure that's running through you. That electric jolt of delight that is searing through your nipples and cunt. Surrender to it. Take it. Yes, yes, cry out like that. I enjoy that sound very much. Come for me. Come for me hard. Now. Good girl. Now turn and face the desk. I want your stomach against the side of it, biting into your naked flesh. And when you've taken a breath to calm your nerves, I want you to bend at the waist over my desk. I want you to place your palms down on either side of your head on the desk. Good girl. Now, I want you to listen as I slowly undo my zipper and pull my cock out. Don't move your hands from the desk. Keep bent like that. I want you completely still as I slowly slip my cock inside of you. Oh, yes. Oh, I knew you'd feel this good. I'm going to put my hands on your hips and pull you back. Yeah. Just to make sure I'm getting as deep as possible. Oh. Yes. Yeah. Oh. I need to fuck you deeply. Oh god, I can feel you milking my cock. You want something. Oh, you wanted my cock the second you stepped into this office, didn't you? Say yes, sir. Oh god. Oh, lean up a bit. I want to grab your tits as I fuck you from behind. I want to feel them bounce in my hands with every thrust. Oh, yes, like that. Look over your shoulder at me. I want to see your eyes as I fuck you. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. Yes. Yes. Just like that. Oh. Say, fuck me harder, sir, as you look at me. Yeah. Oh, I'll do just that. Oh, I'm gonna dance my fingertips down your belly until I come to the apex of your thighs. Oh. No, I'm not gonna stop thrusting my cock into you. Don't worry. I'm just going to play with your clit as I fuck you. I want to make you come again. But this time, I want you to come on my cock. Yes. I don't want you begging me for it. Beg me to fuck you harder. Louder. Yes. Good, good girl. Take my cock. Yes, take it all. Every inch. I'm gonna pull out like this. And then slam my cock back into you. And you're gonna take it. And you're gonna love it. Beg me for more. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah. I love these moans. Keep going. I want to hear you cry out for my cock. Keep going. Yeah. You feel so good. Pussy is like a velvety vice. I can't go slow. I want to. Oh, but I can't. I'm going to come now. And you're going to stand there and take it. Oh, in fact, you're going to beg me to come in you. Beg me for my cum. Oh, good girl. Oh, you're going to get it. Oh. Beg for it. Oh, beg for it. That's it. Come with me. Come. Hand me my tie and suit jacket. I have that meeting with Brown. I need to head out now. Your clothes should be arriving soon. Feel free to stay in here until then. Perhaps you could work on your typing while you wait. Now, I'll need those duplicates done properly this time. No coffee stains or spelling errors. Understood? Good. Oh, and one more thing. I'll be back at 5 to go over more of your duties.